Here we are on the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. We're trying again to figure out, or to try to prove that the Chachamim disagree with Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. So let's see what we got. Okay. So we are on four lines from the bottom of the page. Tashma. See where I am? Okay, Tashma. Yes, sir. Okay, I'm Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. So, continues, Tosefta says, and then added on to what we said before, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says, Ham lechaveiro, konam shani ne'enelecha, im I ata misarech etzli. The guy says, I'm taking an oath that I will not nehenet lecha, right? I'm not going to give you benefit. Yeah. So says it, yeah? And you will not benefit from me if you do not come to be a guest by me. Im I ata misarech etzli. Batochal imi pas chama v'tishte imi kos chamin. You don't come and have a warm drink and have a warm bread. All right, so then I will no longer give you any, you won't get any benefit from me. V'hala hikbid kenegdo.
This is,
yeah?
Arshka has the other way.
What does it say?
Akonam, whatever benefit I might derive from you.
Shani nehanel lecha, but it means from you.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Sorry. Yeah, okay. Keep on mixing up the explanations. Okay, fine. So, right, so it's a konam that I won't get benefit from you. I'll stop getting benefit from you if you refuse to come have a meal with me and have hot bread and a hot drink. And Vahala Hikbit Kenegdo, and the other guy says, no, he doesn't want to. So Af Elo Nidre Ziruzin. So the Tosefta continues that this type of neder is also considered Nidre Ziruzin. Vila Hodu Lo Chachamim, but the Chachamim did not agree. So that's a very explicit statement here. Acham didn't agree with Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Just look at the Ran for a second. Yes, sir. Alkein Amar Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Says the Ran, like nine lines from the bottom. Hi, the Amar, yes, sir. Alkein. What do you mean, yes, sir? Alkein. I added on to this. Mishum dehacha, afagav de shaykh lememar, lav kaba ana. Right? I mean, it's another case the person could say, I'm not a dog here. Right? I'm not going to get benefit and not give anything back. Or he wants to give the other person something. Sharei hu oser hanas hamizuman al atzma. Right, he's making the other person forbidden from getting benefit from him. Im lo yirtze lekal mimenu hana. Right, if the person won't get refuses to get benefit from me. Right, if you won't take benefit from me, you won't have the hot drink and the warm bread. So I will forbid myself from getting benefit from you. Umishimachi iklamemar de bedafka nadar. And you might have argued that in this case, it was specific, right? Afil hachi, I'm Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. No, the nidre ziruzin. Meaning, you could argue this is also one of those specific cases where the guy's like specifically upset that he doesn't want, I'm not getting benefit if you don't get benefit, right? So you could have such a thing. So nevertheless, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov wants to explain, yes or okay, no, this is also nidre ziruzin. Okay. Okay, fine. He just points out here, just the next line. Ufi peirushze chazinan. According to this, we see chazinan hashe demayde dachinan leel dafilu Rav Elazar ben Yaakov mode kol hecha di iklamemar lav kaba ana. So you see from here that when we said before that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov could have said, right, that he's mode that anytime he could have said, I'm not a dog here. Like, we both want benefit. That there he's makbid, right? There he. Doesn't think it's Nijiruzin. So you could say, Duchiya ba'amahi, v'lav kushtad milsa. Meaning you see from here that's actually what he believes. It was rather an argument he could have made. Right? That's what the Rambam wants to say. You see from here, you could have said it here also, and you don't say that. So what do you see? You see Rav Elazar ben Yaakov actually doesn't think that in case of, Kaba, the guy could say Kaba, lav Kaba ana. That's not actually his argument, because in this case, the Tosefta clearly says, and in such a case, is actually a case where he agrees it's actually Nidre Ziruzin. But nevertheless, so when the Gemara says, no, he could have said, I'm just in love, Kaba Ana, sometimes the Gemara gives an answer that he could have given, right? Just to disprove your point. But it doesn't mean he actually holds that way. And that's what the Ran says is true here also. We'll see that comes into play in the Halakha L'maisa. Okay, fine. But the bottom line is that the Tosefta has here that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov holds in this case, right? I won't get benefit from you if you refuse benefit from me, and you don't have a meal with me. And the guy says no. So that's in Nidre Zeruzin, it's not considered a real, you know, it doesn't need Hatash Nidarim. And the Chachamim didn't agree. Good, so now let's go to our real point here. So, my lahod lo Chachamim, what do you mean the Chachamim didn't agree? Lav da filu bekamaisa. It sounds like it's not, they don't agree in general, they don't just disagree in this case, but they don't agree in general. Why would that be the implication? Because, presumably because the Tosefta said that, you know, Yeser Al-Kain, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, you know, added his point that even in this case also, and the Chachamim disagreed when? Presumably disagreed the whole thing, right? Because the whole point is it's an extension or just another example of the same sheet of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. So the Chachamim say, we don't agree, presumably they don't agree at all, right? That sounds like they disagree with this concept in general.
This is the first time the Chachamim are actually quoted.
Yes, exactly. Because that's been the question the whole time. And now it finally says, the Chachamim said. So it says Gemara Shmamina Pligiria Banan Alai Shmamina, right? Oh, sorry. That's a question. Meaning, my lohod lo chachamim lav da filu bekamaisa uShmamina the Pligiria Banan Alai Shmamina. The answer is yes, right? Does it mean they really disagree in the whole thing? The answer is yeah, they disagree talking about the whole thing, and not just with this one case, and so you see, the Chachamim disagreed with Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Good. Now we proved it, that they disagree. Okay, but we didn't answer our second question, which was, how do we paskin? My Havi Allah. This Gemara wants to know, what's the psak? And my Havi Allah is always a question, what's the psak? So, in fact, the Mefarish says it explicitly. My Havi Allah. I Havi Hichas Lakavase, the Rabbi Elazar, the Havi Nijay Zeruzin Umutar. Right? Do we actually pass like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov? That these cases are all Nidre Zeruzin and they're Mutar. So Tashma, the Amr of Huna, Halacha Kerb Eliezer ben Yaakov. V'chein Amr of Adabarava, Halacha Kerb Eliezer ben Yaakov. The answer is yes, to be passing Kerb Eliezer ben Yaakov. In these cases, the person says, if you don't come to my house and have a meal with me, that's, forget it, I'm not having any meals with you. I'm taking an oath, I'm not having any meals with you. So that's also, in the end of the day, we agree, that is going to be a Nidre Zeruzin. So, always fun. The Ran gives us halacha lemaisa. So he writes, "Ve'ula inyan hilchasa inyan halacha." Right to the right of where we are in the Gemara. He wrote one line down in the Ran. He writes, "Ve'ula inyan halacha kevin divsika hilchasa k'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov lefi oso perush rishon sheperashnu lamala dahay yeser mikain balamar da afagav the ikalamimra lav kaba ana Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov nijay zeruzin havei nakdiran hachi vajinan." So meaning, so his only question is, when you say, what do you mean? What do you mean to explain? Halacha Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, good. The question is, he had a little dispute there, which cases are considered Nidre Zeruzin? Is the case that the guy can say, I don't want to be a dog, and I want to get benefit from you also, is that also Nidre Zeruzin or not? Right, so according to the first pshat, right, the fi oso perish rishon, shepirashon lamala dahai yeser mikain, ba'lamar, that the case of yeser mikain comes to say, right, the afagav the ikla memra lav kabana. I mean, the person could have said, "I'm not a dog." Right, Amr Blazim and Yaakov nijay zeruzin. He held that case as nijay zeruzin also. Naktin and hachiv, we pass him like that. Vajrinim and my darmin and leel besugi the modu Rabbi Elazar the kohecha the ikla memra lav kabana the neder gummer have the maskana leisik because it means the cases of lav kabana, those cases we hold as nijay zeruzin also. So all those cases are nijay zeruzin. Okay. At least going to the first pshat, that's what we're going to say. That's what it sounds like. Okay. All right. Good. So we pass on Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Very good. Next. Says the Mishnah. Nidre Havai. So Nidre Havai, we'll see if we can explain what it is. Right? Amr, what is Nidre Havai? Meaning these are Nidarim of exaggeration. Person said something that is so outrageous, right, that it clearly doesn't really mean it. And therefore, the neder is not chal. So, Nidre Havai, Amar, Konam im lo ra'isi baderech hazeh ke'ole Mitzrayim. Person says, Konam that, I'm taking an oath that something will happen, or I won't do something or whatever, if I didn't see on this pathway the number of people who left Mitzrayim. Okay, so 600,000 men between the ages of 2.5 million people, right? So that's probably unlikely that he saw that many people, right? So he says, so I'm taking a neder to do X or not to do X if I didn't see on this pathway, like 600,000 people. Im lo ra'isi nachash kekoras beis habad, or I didn't see a snake that's like the beam of an oil press, meaning a humongous snake that's not, definitely didn't see, right? Take a look at the mission at the run. Nidre Havai. Amar Konam in Lora Isib Dera Chatzai Kol Mitzrayim, Lora Isib Nachash Kors Beis Abad. So Nir Li, the Tana Tre Gavne Nakat. Right, so the Tana is making 2 points here. Cha De Shaykh Be Guzma. Right, first of all, there's an exaggeration here, right? The Hainu Ka'oli Mitzrayim. And they're saying that I saw, that many people. The Avid Inish, the Kichazi Inche Tuva, and the person says, well, I saw a lot of people, right? Gazim, he exaggerates. But Amar, I saw a million people, right? All right, V'chad, Lo Shaykh Be Guzma. In one case, it's not like a real exaggeration. Tahainu Nachash Kekaras Be Sabat. Or that he sees a Nachash that's as, big as a beam from a oil press. Why? The cave of the Mefarshina Begamar, the low Nachash God will come. We're going to see later. It's not that big, right? El Taruf, Lo Shaykh Lameimar, Derech Guzma. Taruf kekaras beis abad. She ain shum nachash taruf klal. I don't know what taruf means.
Here,
what does it say?
Yeah, just here. It says ridged like the beam of an
oil. Ridged? Okay. So it's like.
It has nothing to do with the size, he's saying.
It's like it's the way it looks.
Right.
The way he's describing the snake. If you ever saw Berenstain Bears Tell a Lie? Ever seen that one? Yes, you have written it right. So there's a bird with the black and white feathers and the funny thing on its head. Right, you're trying to describe the thing, so you make it crazy. So the same thing, the type of snake that is so exaggerated that not say the size, but the way it's described, it's very, very unusual. Fine. But the point being, the Tana comes to teach us the chitala iser peros bechad mehane nidro batal. And the point is, if I say I'm refusing to eat any apples, right? If it's true that I saw that many people, right, or if I saw a snake like that, so that's so ridiculous, right? So if you're relying on saying something so so ridiculous, which you definitely didn't see, so then we're not gonna, your net is not gonna be chal, right? Each one's a different reason. Right. He says such a thing about that. It's only true if I didn't see the Olim Mitzrayim, or if I saw the Olim Mitzrayim. So, like people call Olim Mitzrayim, so then it's not going to make you asr. Why? The Kushtik Amar, right? Gave in Shara Am Rav, right? Meaning you did see you are saying the truth. You did see a lot of people, right? The Avid Inish, the Gazim, Bechi Agav. Because people do, they exaggerate like that. Same thing if he says that I didn't see a snake that big. Because also, here it's even though he's for sure lying, right? Even an exaggeration couldn't say. Right, if you wanted to make it asr, you wouldn't have said only if I didn't see the following thing. Just say it's asr to me. The point is that it's only to say it. Right, I'll become us. This thing is asr to me. If I didn't see, da, da, da. What are you doing? Just say it's asr to you. So the fact that you're basing it on something like exaggerated and extreme and crazy, so it means you didn't really mean to make the net. You're just kind of like, you're fooling around a little bit. Okay. Elavade arina shalol les are peros. You're trying to say I'm not making myself. Fine. I'll make these things. It makes more sense, right? It's almost like, fine. I'll make all of the peros in the world usher to me, or your peros in your house usher to me, if I saw a million people, or if I saw a snake like that, right? Which obviously you didn't see, right? So the point is you're trying to say that you're not that you're not making yourself usher. That's what you're trying to say. Fine. So elalomar divrei havai zeh. You're just saying something ridiculous, right? Kegon shera nachash kakaris based about it. If when pigs fly, and right? I'll make my your parasites in me if I saw a pig flying in the air. Fine. Okay, so that's the point. So it's really two, because you might otherwise going to ask, why do you have two examples? Kalamitzrayim, if I saw Superman, I'm like, why do you, like, give me 12 examples? The point is that one's a thing that you are saying is true, you saw a lot of people, but the amount is exaggerated, and the other is you're saying you saw something that is, or if I didn't see something that is, like, totally ridiculous, you would never see. Fine. Okay.
And what about if your promise is also ridiculous? Like, if you're 6 feet tall, I'll never eat again.
We talked about that, right, guys? I'm never going to sleep. I'm not going to. Yes, right? We saw that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you said that's that. What did we say in that case? He's never going to happen. But I don't think in those cases we said it, that the netter wasn't chal, right? I'm not trying to remember if two chazar. I don't remember exactly. Right, but this is the thing is regular. I mean, it's not going to benefit from you ever again. It's not right. So usual, but it's possible. It's a nether that's possible to be Makayim. Right. It's just that the tanai that you said is ridiculous. Right? It's exaggerated. Okay. Says the Gemara. Tana nidre havai mutarin. So the point is that when I take a nether like that, it's such a big exaggeration. So it's nachal. Right, there's no nether. I don't have to do a tarash adarim. It's mutter. I didn't do anything. Shavuos havai asurin, but shavuos of havai, right, are mutter, are asur. Sorry, you notice that in the Ran, it says it's a different language. It says kach shavuos havai mutaros, klomar kishaperos mutarin shumahu taima de parishin b'masnisin. So the it's two different gersaros, which are very, very different. Right, one is that they're opposites. That a neder of Havai is mutter, a shvua of Havai is aser. Or the Ran says no, they're the same. And his parish is that they're the same. Why would you make a distinction between the two? We always make shvuos always more serious. They have b'shem Hashem. There's that language of lo yinake, right, by shvua. So there's more reason to be worried about a shvua. So you might have argued that shvuos Havai we take seriously, or you say no. You'd say Shavuos Havai are the same because it's also ridiculous that I treat it also as a nothing burger. Fine, okay. So Gemara says, "Hey, Chedam is Shavuos Havai. What does that even mean? What is a Shavuos Havai?" So Ilema da Amar Shavuos Im Lori Isi Baderech Hazeh Meidam Kamar. Meaning, if you're telling me that it's a Shavuos that if I didn't see, again the 600,000 people, so I'm not. What am I? Made in the Kamar, right? Like, what am I saying here? The Ran adds, "Made them Kamar Hare Yatsa Shavua Lashaka." You just said a lie. And Kamar She'ein Lashon Zeh Shuv Mashmos Ula Sheker Lav Dafka El Kamar the Lo Davar Kitechsev Kra Ach Lesheker Shamarti. Meaning, the point is that if you just say it's Shavua like to do something, right? So like. Or to, not do something, or whatever. You just said, I didn't, shvua that I did, that I didn't see 600,000 people. It's a nonsense. You didn't say anything. So what does that even mean? What are you even talking about? Fine. That can't be the case. They bring the example probably because it's the same as the nether, but the shvua is different. So I'm rabbi, no, the amar shvua shiraisi, right? The shvua is that I saw. I'm taking a shvua. I'm telling you that I saw 600,000 people. That's different than that I didn't see, right? So I'm thinking sure that I saw 600,000 people. So I'm le'rava im kein lam le'lemar. What's the chiddush? That's the same thing. The same thing as the nether. So what do you look around? Look at the Ran. The amar shua shara isi v'nir be'ena disfilei labai lefum ukimta dechi ketani kach shavuos havai mutaros. You want to say they're also mutter. Lav akulhu gavne demasnisin kai. Demimidi lo shaycha be guzma. Like Lemi Marshatei Shuvaso Muteris, right? In case it is not possible to exaggerate, then you aren't going to say it's Mutter. The Shuvah Shav, you could have argued it's a Shuvah Shav. I'm just lying. Right? Velek Lemi Mar Mikom Malkom Aperis Muteris. You're not going to say in that case the Paris are still Mutter. Ta Abaya Lo Masna Be Iser Paris Mukimla. El Abai Hachi Katani, Keshem Shinidre Havai Mutarin, Kach Shavuos Havai Shal Guzma Mutaros, the Lo Tema Kevin the Shavua Chamura, Lo Gazna Ba'inish. Meaning you might have said that since she was mysterious, a person wouldn't exaggerate, right? Ubedafka Kamishtavin, he really means it. But lucky, she should get Malkus. He's like Shavua Shav. Mishum Shavua Shav. The Leisa Ella Avid Inish, the Gazin Bishavuos, Ki Hachi, Ki Hechi, the Gazin to be in a Dar. Right? Because we'd argue. But rather, what we're saying is, no, people do. Right? One of the machlokas here between Rav and Abaye is going to be, do we say that people are likely to do the same thing by a Shavua and also take it, exaggerate just like they would by a neder, and then it's, you know, it's a mutter. So fine. But that's not, so either way, those aren't the case, that's not the example we mean.
That all works nicely according to Ron's gear, so that is permitted.
That's permitted, yeah. in the Gemara, it is, do me to neder katani, right? Meaning we're trying to find a way that's the same. So Ella, Amarava Baomer Yaasru Peros Ha'olam Alai. No, it's the case he says, all of the Peros of the world are forbidden to me, Bishrua, Im Loraisi Badera Chazek, Olam Mitzrayim. If I didn't see, right, on this pathway, the people Olam Mitzrayim. Right? So that would be the example that that we're saying it's similar, right? That the guy says, all the Peros are usher to me if I didn't see this many people. Fine.
Rabbi, go back to the intent of the person? Whether they saw it or not, does that matter as much as what they...
No, we know he didn't see it.
But he thinks he saw it. So if is that what matters? In his mind, I'm telling you I saw it, and therefore I'm making that neder.
Or the point is, you know I didn't see that. Right? Uh-huh. You know I didn't see that. That's impossible.
Right.
Right? I'll do a neder if I saw 700 cars on my way to shiur this morning. It's not true. I saw one car on my way to shiur this morning. Right? So you know I didn't see that. I mean, the point is that what I'm saying, you know I didn't, you know isn't true.
Right. And his intent is that you know that it's not
true. Intent is you know it's not true.
Hyperbole.
Right, exactly. Right. The point, you know it's not true. Right? So that is the point is that is what the what we want the Shavuos Havaah to be is I say something that you and I both know is hyperbole.
Right.
Right? So if I'm saying such a thing, do we assume that, and this depends on the gears, all right, that it's the same, also mutter, nothing doing here? Or no, yeah, but Shavuos are taking it more seriously, and therefore, even though it's hyperbole, and you know that I don't mean it, and I know that I didn't see it, and I know that you know I didn't see it, doesn't matter. You use the lashon Shavuah, use the Shem Hashem, etc. So then we're gonna ask it depending on the girsa. But either it's the same, right? Or no, it's more serious because Shavuos are more serious. Okay, fine. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up next week. Guys, next week we'll do one night of Chol HaMoed. We'll do it. Yeah.